Welcome to the show. My name is Kate Delaney, America Tonight. If you've never heard this show before, we like to say it's about the buzz in your backyard. Is there a buzz in your backyard? Or is it kind of just quiet? In some neighborhoods near me, it feels like the air has been sucked away from everybody. And, of course, that's people who are disappointed about the way the election turned out. In other neighborhoods, there is a little bit of buzz, if you will. Bottom line is, what will the next 4 years bring? Obama's speech, which was actually, I got to say, better than the one that he did when he first took office on a highly emotionally charged evening in Chicago. This was Chicago Part 2. This speech, he talked a lot about we're all Americans. And it's that same theme of, you know, I might not have had your vote, but I want to win you over, sort of. And we're going to work together. Do we need to work together? Are we at the point in this country where we're so bloody paralyzed and polarized that we just, there's nothing happening? Gridlock is not good. As you know, if you've ever been stuck in a situation where you are gridlocked and your temperature starts to rise, the temperature around the country has more than risen. There is massive frustration still out there. And we've got a lot of serious economic things about to happen, and not just with the economy either, but things that will affect us down the line that we keep pushing off and pushing off and pushing off. Like when somebody has elective surgery, right? They tell you, well, you can have this elective surgery. You have gallstones. So if you get this surgery that's not very invasive, it's not a big deal. But if you wait and you become massively inflamed, then we're going to have to rip you open and you're going to have a long time healing from this thing. We're getting ripped open. We're past that point of not having an invasive type of surgery to try to use that kind of an analogy. I mean, we are really treading water here. Conservatives are pointing fingers all over the place after the Romney loss. If you go back and you look at what happened, you could break it down demographically, and we could talk about what are the top three reasons that Romney lost. The popular vote, well, you know, flip a coin, but Obama gets the popular vote 50% to 48%. And he certainly won over anyone from the 18 to 44 bunch. The Latinos, 71% of the Latino vote, which is a growing demographic, Obama gets, 27 Romney got. And we handicapped a lot of this on our last show. But now it is time to reflect on, boy, if we're going to have a two-party system and we're not going to get that third party in there, which I would like to see, well, the Republicans better do something to make sure that they're not completely out of this thing in 2016. Certainly they're not out of it when it comes to the role in government on the Hill. The House stayed Republican. The Senate stayed the majority Democratic. But when it comes to the office of the president, at this point, boy, there has to be some real, I think, soul-searching that goes on with the Republicans who really are outdated and look like dinosaurs in the way that they ran some of the portions of their campaign. Spent a lot of money while the Obama people were on the ground talking to the same people over and over again. They bagged some of those battleground states that they needed where the Republicans thought they were going to get that major last-minute push was going to help them over the top. And that's why I think Karl Rove, who was so brilliant from a strategic point of view in getting Bush elected twice, was just at a loss for words and not happy. He was like a guy that was stuck in gridlock when he went bananas on Fox, because I think he was stunned that the whole Citizens United decision by the Supreme Court and all the money that was raised in these PACs to help fend off Obama and the Democratic challenge. And it's always tough when you have an incumbent. I think he was surprised at what the results were. And the Republicans came off as inattentive to what they needed to pay attention to. So when they're starting to point the fingers, they've got to look at that. And it was the economy, without a doubt, the economy that people wanted to talk about. And again, Romney got pulled into some of the social issues instead of pounding the drum on the economic problems, the economy and the jobs. That's what people said going in to this election, and that's what the exit poll showed. Again and again nationally, when people were asked, what did you care about the most? What really swayed your decision? It was the economy. The economy. All right, to be sure, there were so many other things that happened on election night. We talked about this, some of the big Senate wins, and certainly a lot of you obviously are aware of them. You're not living under rocks. And there were ballot issues that were huge, including, and maybe because there's so many other things happening, this got lost in the sauce for some, but pot legalized. I mean, we're not talking medical marijuana. We're talking about pot. The Maui Wowie kind of pot? Yeah, you can get an ounce of it in Colorado or in Washington. How about that? Here's what Colorado's governor had to say about the legalization of marijuana, because there are some things attached to this, like what about the feds? Here's Governor Hickenlooper.
Voters were pretty clear. So in terms of the state, it's decriminalized. I mean, we will not be prosecuting people on a state law basis. But again, that's the issue, is the federal law. Our voters want marijuana to be regulated like alcohol. That's what they clearly said.
All right, regulated like alcohol. Yep, 25% tax is what would probably be. So with the legalization, you'd get that ounce. But here's the thing, would the feds prosecute the people? There's a problem with the federal versus the state. And so do you have more prosecutions federally, or do more states end up legalizing pot? Is this the first of many states to be able to now do this? How about that? I mean, that's huge. But I don't know that that's something that sticks around. I have a feeling that it could go up in smoke, if you know what I mean, because there will be some challenges. I was thinking about the NFL and all of the people that have been accused of smoking pot, and a few people that I know in the NFL who smoke pot occasionally. So the voter approval of marijuana in Colorado and Washington, now you think of the pro teams, even some of the college teams, and so will they be able to smoke pot? I mean, look at the NFL's policies. They can't, you know, marijuana, you can't use it in the NFL. But in Colorado in the off season, they certainly could. Legalized recreational use of drugs. How about that? Woo! What do you think? You think more states are going to legalize marijuana? Is it a good thing? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Hey, these states are broke. It'll raise money.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, don't just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me.
FDR chats in and says it's finally the beginning of the end of the war on drugs and long past time. What do you say, America? Is this the right move? It may be a moot point, because if history tells us anything, when you start to throw pot and this becomes the issue of conversation about legalizing marijuana and then it reaches the ballot, usually somehow it gets shut down. I think obviously we're going to see this kicked all the way up to the Supreme Court. It's going to be something that will end up in the laps of the Supreme Court. So Colorado and Washington, though, now they have this. At least right now, if somebody wants to get an ounce of pot and they get stopped, they can get that ounce of pot. But there was a famous quote that came out of this election that now we're starting to hear passed around. We just heard from the governor, and one of the things that Hickenlooper also said is it's too soon to break out the Cheetos, because they still have to worry and navigate around federal laws before people can buy and sell marijuana. And there are definite pros and cons to this whole thing. I'm sure if you tune in, you're like, wow, they're talking about the pot deal. But I feel compelled to talk about it because of all the other things that were out there making history, this was definitely one of them. The DEA tried to knock down the Rocky Mountain High by issuing a statement saying that Enforcement of Controlled Substances Act is unchanged. So in enacting that, Congress determined that marijuana is a Schedule I controlled substance, warning that, hey, don't think you're going to be partying in the streets there. So voters in Massachusetts, possibly Montana, also approved medical marijuana referendums, but that's different. That's doctors prescribing it to patients who have medical problems. that are carefully spelled out with the what the problems are. The fact that Colorado and Washington don't have it tied to medical marijuana for medical use is a very big difference, because medical marijuana is already legal in 17 states. 17 states. In fact, in Los Angeles County, they have more medical marijuana shops than liquor stores. Much more. There's always questions about what are people saying they have and how are they getting prescriptions written for it and whatever. But legalization, supposedly, if we crunch the numbers, would save $10 billion that's spent every year on enforcing marijuana prohibition. And it would eliminate all of the backup in the courts, the criminal cases against, you know, almost a million people arrested every year for possession. And think of the serious crimes that are out there, so you know, be able to lop all that off. There are many people in the rehab business that would hear some of these statistics and just shudder, because they'll say this is a gateway drug, a gateway drug. But look at the money the state makes. 25% when the grower sells marijuana to a processor, and again when the processor sells it to a retailer, and a third time when the retailer sells it to a customer. That means almost $500 million for the state. Or even if it's a little less, it's got to be some good cash. When the states are struggling with budgets. So, is it a victory for Colorado, or is it just more of a headache? And that's what the governor is trying to warn. You know? We have one warrior nation saying, big deal. They want to legalize pot. So what? The big deal is, one warrior, that people have been pushing against this forever. And I never thought in my lifetime we'd even ever see the legalization anywhere of marijuana. That's why I'm not so sure that this thing holds up, because I think it gets shot down. You know, you weigh all the issues that are controversial, that are on ballots, same-sex marriage, pot, other issues that, you know, death penalty, that was something that was on the ballot in California. Of course, when it comes to taxes, that was another interesting thing in California. The people in California voted for a temporary tax increase because they're drowning in a mountain of so much debt, that they agreed to take a little bit of a tax hike to try to bail the Golden State out of all these problems that they're having, and finding not a lot of ways, not a lot of options to even things out. Supposedly, they're getting a little bit better like the rest of the country, but very far from being out of the woods yet at this point. The big story, though, isn't so much, even though it is interesting, and I think we're going to see more conversation and hear more conversation. I know I tuned into three radio stations in Denver today, and that's all they were talking about was pot. I think they played every funny line from every reefer movie they could find on one station I was listening to. It was like the greatest hits of reefer or marijuana-like comments in movies, any of the famous movie lines. But it's not about marijuana for most people. It's about compromise or more of the same in D.C. January 1st, which will be here before you know it, less than 2 months, we're getting ready to go off a cliff faster than Thelma and Louise hit the gas at the tail end of the movie. So both the Democrats and the Republicans say this election is about the fact that we have got to figure out how we can work together, how we can compromise. We have to be able to do that. Where do we head into the future? How do we figure this thing out? But the problem is, right away, talking about the deficit, that's the first thing that's coming out of D.C., you really still have the same maneuvering. We got an end-of-the-year deadline, people, before this massive spending cut kicks in and tax breaks expire. The Bush-era tax cuts at the end of December. The fiscal cliff also includes the automatic across-the-board spending cuts that would start in 2013 if we don't have some kind of a deficit reduction plan. I don't think they're going to have that. I think that's going to kick in. I don't see that. That was stupid to even form a committee. Remember, they wasted a bunch of time and formed a committee. They came up with nothing. I don't think so. So are we going to see, you know, how are we going to, are we going to get some kind of a better tax code? Are we going to have not as many loopholes? Or are we going to have lower rates? What's going to happen here? Where is the compromise position in this? Already, John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, is saying, forget about it. We're not going to, you know, we're not going to push to raise taxes on the wealthy. We're not going to do that. And we're not going to get pushed around on this. And you have Harry Reid, the Senate Majority Leader, saying the opposite. People making all of this money. And what does that mean? People making all of this money have to contribute a little bit more. I don't know. This is why fair or flat tax, I've already said it, is the way to go. Just tell us what we have to do, what we have to pay. Based on the amount we make, who cares? It's all the same percentage, and we won't have to deal with this. We won't have to deal with it. But now we cannot get away from this. We can't get away from it at this point. All right, coming up on America Tonight in this hour, we're going to talk about that nor'easter that slammed into the East Coast, how bad it was in some areas, how some might have actually dodged a little bit of a bullet, but the new storm does still have thousands of people losing power, thousands of people without power. Do you believe it? Also, we're going to talk to Huey Newsom and get a perspective on what happened in this election and where do the Republicans go next. He is a black conservative who is really schooled in business with degrees from Stanford and Harvard and has worked with, you know, top economic folks and has some thoughts on what happened and what we should really be focused on. And that's the biggest problem. He says too much of the focus was headed in the wrong direction. That's what has to change the next time around. So Huey Newsom with a different perspective on Obama's second time around next.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready.
Some are not.
MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Going on now, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a three-day emergency kit. Or save $123 on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario water filter at 26% off, or get special pricing on the Gerber suspension multi-tool and the Volcano stove collapsible cooking combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and emergency essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to remember sale ends November 30th. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
America Tonight. I'll tell you what, I'm very excited to talk to our next guest. It would take me the rest of this hour to give you his resume, but let's just say he's really smart. He has, among the myriad of degrees he has a degree from Stanford. He has a degree from Harvard Business School as well. And you know, here on America Tonight, we've been talking about the business side of what's going to happen, especially if Barack Obama was elected again. There was concerns about corporate tax. We're seeing that and the effects that that's had on labor across the United States. And also, we've been talking about the Obamacare package and what happens there, because a lot of companies are saying, eh, we'll drop it. It's okay, because if we have to pay a fine, it's cheaper for us. And there's all kinds of problems, I think, that will affect the American worker, and certainly no secret to the people who are listening, because this has been a common thread on America Tonight. What happens to the small businesses? What happens to business in general? So Huey Newsom joins us now, and I can only imagine, as a black conservative with a voice, with a real voice slanted toward business and politics and policy, that watching the results had to be a little discouraging to you, Huey, were they?
Yeah, it was not a fun night last night at all. I made the choice not to attend a few election night watch parties, unfortunately. So I wasn't in the mood to be around people last night at all.
That's a good way to put it. Were you surprised, honestly, were you surprised or no? You kind of saw this coming with the electoral vote.
You know, the electoral vote did surprise me. There are a number of states that really blew my mind. I thought Virginia was definitely going to go Romney. Voters, for better or for worse, usually vote on local economic issues. Sequestration, Virginia's my home state, disclaimer, but sequestration is a huge deal, or will be a huge deal in the state of Virginia. And so if you think about the military bases that are here, the military personnel, that's going to be something major for us to be concerned about over the next few months. And, you know, the administration has not talked about how we'll address the coming sequestration consequences. So I'm surprised that Obama took Virginia. I'm not surprised by Ohio. I felt that Ohio might be a problem because of the auto bailout. That troubles me. I'm concerned, obviously concerned by the fact that using taxpayer money to bail out companies, but not necessarily going through the necessary restructuring process for those companies only makes them have to come back for future bailouts. So you can tout a bailout, quote unquote, but you're really propping up companies that need to really be fixed from the inside out.
Yeah.
But that worked well in Ohio. It worked well in Ohio. I never thought Michigan was even close to in play. I was hoping Pennsylvania would at least give some indication that I figured it was going to go blue, but I was hoping Michigan would give some indication of a change in the wind, so to speak. But it went early, and that was kind of my first clue that it was going to be a rough night.
Definitely. When you started to see that happen, that's exactly what I thought. When we watched Pennsylvania especially twist, I knew it was going to be a long night for sure. And we should say Huey is part of Project 21, and we love the people from Project 21. We've talked to so many of your cohorts or colleagues or friends, and it's the Black Leadership Group of the National Center for Public Policy Research. And, you know, as we dive further into this and we look at some of the specifics, what do you think, Huey, the Republicans need to do to turn things around, so to speak, when it comes to the election? Because now it's about the buildup for the next time. You got to think about that as much as it's what's happening on the ground and what Obama's going to do. You still have to get ready for the next time around. What do you think the Republicans have to do?
Yeah, this is a very good question. I mean, this has been the topic all day, right, with all the pundits and experts and everything. I think that, obviously being a Black conservative, I think that the relationship between minorities, particularly Blacks, needs attention by both sides. The Republican Party definitely needs to put together a vision of how it's going to approach minorities. And the thing about it is, and this is very important. A lot of people think that when you talk about how do you do outreach to minorities, it's not necessarily compromising your principles. Conservatism is conservatism, and it's the best ideology for our country, making self-accountability, economic growth, all those things are important. It's just a matter of how you outreach and explain that to people and communicate that to people. And I think that communication link, that conduit, needs to be established. But the problem that the Republican Party is going to face is twofold. First of all, it's a two-way street. And Project 21 has a number of different Black conservatives that are dedicated to, empowering the minority communities to think about conservatism. So you also have to have the receipt of the message plus the sending of the message, if you will. And so that's the challenge. So making sure that you have kind of a mechanism, a medium to get that dialogue started. And this is, and you talk about 2014, and I know conservatives are really starting to think about 2014, and the importance of it, but this is that strategy is a multi-election process. It's going to take some time to make that happen. And it's unfortunate too, because the conversation has been railroaded with a lot of emotionally driven statements from the other side. Instead of having substantive discussions on how do we fix the plight of inner city Blacks, inner city minorities, we talked more about the tragedy of what happened at RNC with the young lady that had popcorn thrown in her face or whatever, peanuts thrown in her face. We talked more about that than we talked about school vouchers. That's amazing to me. That's absolutely amazing to me, and it's atrocious.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, how far have we not come if that's what it's come down to? It's just about the hot controversy of the moment and everything else gets shoved aside. And what about school vouchers? That's important. And that's something certainly that affects us down the road as we continue to have that tug of war. So you're right, a lot of issues get buried because there's too much emphasis on the surface stuff, or, you know, the hot button thing that happens that draws the attention. And I guess, and a lot of people in the media are to blame somewhat for this, because it's the controversy that sells, and people are like lemmings, and they just gravitate toward that because that's what they're fed.
That's what they're fed. It's easier to emotionally arouse me than it is to arouse my intellect.
Yeah.
And that's how you get people to turn on the news. That's how you get people to watch your show. Not you, of course. But, you know, that's how you get people to tune in, and that's how you get people to vote. And that's the very disturbing thing to me. I mean, we have this whole controversy about voter suppression just because people are asking for IDs. And I've written a number of things about why that's not really suppression, but that drove people to the polls. That was the message too. That was the message given to blacks, given to African Americans. So if I give you that message that the other side is racist, and I tell you that they're trying to suppress your vote, and they're really not trying to, then I don't have to make a commitment to, you know, address school vouchers and you know, take on the NEA, National Education Association, and other teachers unions. So how do you ever get to change that, going down that path?
Yeah. It's funny, you know, the voter IDs, boy, I couldn't agree with you more. What's interesting is there were a lot of people from Kazakhstan and some other areas that the UN brought in, and they were poll observers. They were watching. And the thing that overwhelmingly they said is, wow, these people don't have to show IDs. Nobody shows an ID. They couldn't believe that. And remember, they're not part of this whole other process of arguing of, well, you're racist, and how can you do that, and we're fighting about this, and this is going to court. That was just their observation. No IDs? They couldn't believe
no
it.
Yep. Yeah. That's amazing. You think about it, what the bigger issue, you know, even if it is the case, and I'm by no way conceding that there is a problem with voter suppression, but even if there is voter suppression, you're talking about maybe half a percent of the vote in African American communities, but at the same time, we only voted probably, what, 62, I think the number, I haven't seen the numbers, final numbers, but about 63%. So you've got a huge voter apathy problem that's never discussed either.
Yeah. Yeah, I absolutely agree with you. Hey, one final thing. We started off saying, how did you feel on the election day? Were you disappointed by watching the results? And as you said, you skipped the parties. But Mitt Romney, was he just not the right fit either? Was he not the right fit for conservatives, for a big majority of Republicans? Was he just not the right guy? A nice guy, but not the right guy?
I think there were two problems. I think he spent so much time in Massachusetts in a blue state that he had to defend some of the decisions he made representing the people of Massachusetts. And so there had to be time to kind of build a trust between him and conservatives across the country. And so spending that time didn't give him really a good chance to really create a dialogue, if you will, with the rest of America for the general election to explain why conservatism is good. Because once you switch to the general election, you need to be able to explain why conservatism will solve the nation's economic problems best for the nation, economic growth and all that. The other thing that really pained me about Mitt Romney, he was a lightning rod because of his success, and this is sad to say, but because of his success, he was a lightning rod for the emotional, you know, for the emotional baiting, if you will, from the left. And they painted him, painted a complete picture that was off base of him all the way up, really, and almost, you can say the RNC, but really up to the first debate. And, you know, you think about it, do we need to find somebody that's not successful? I disagree with that. I think Mitt Romney is the epitome of the American success story. So it really concerned me that he lost the way he did because he was punished, if you will. So we have to think about someone that has the charisma to explain and not have to hide from success.
Oh, yeah.
That's a sad thing.
Yeah, it is a sad thing, but very well put. Huey Newsom, I enjoyed it. We'd like to talk to you in the future. Look forward to that.
Feel free anytime.
Thanks, Huey. You have a good one. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see 3 great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
At my fingers, I'll be true with diamonds and gold, but that ain't gonna help me now. I'm in trouble, in trouble now. I'm in trouble now.
Yeah, more trouble for the East Coast, the nor'easter. People scrambling for the exits. Flights canceled all over the place. 1,200 flights. All the majors, all the big boys said, nah, we're not going to deal with this. In and out of New York, forget about it. United American said, nah, we're not going to do that. They canceled flights by noon on Wednesday. So 40% of the flights, too, came out of Newark. But in Philly, they shut down the airport because they saw the weather that was coming and knew that, hey, there's no way. We're going to have to shut it down for a while at least. Supposedly, we'll see everything open back up in the next day. Thursday, we should see everything open back up. The good news is the airlines got smart and realized that, hey, this isn't anyone's fault. Although, you know, if your plane is late or something happens and it's Mother Nature or, as they say, an act of God, you don't have a lot of wiggle room. They waived the usual change fees of up to $150. Since you had JetBlue and Delta and all those people saying you got to reschedule your flights in and out of the Northeast, wouldn't it be a bummer if the one time that you were going there, right before Sandy, right after it, and you had plans to go do whatever you were going to do, and you just happened to pick that week? Think of the people that live there and are displaced and everything that's happened since Superstorm Sandy last week caused 20,000 flights to be canceled. It was the second most disruptive storm in the last 7 years, flooding and everything else. We saw what the runways were like in LaGuardia. It was ridiculous. It looked as though if you were going to try to board the plane, you were going to fall right into the water. So here we go again. High winds, 65 miles an hour, bunch of rain, 5 inches of snow in a lot of places. And the sad thing is it's so close to the other storm. That's what's so difficult about it, because you have people that are in shelters. You have people still trying to get power back on. And then this knocked out some more power, too. Governor Chris Christie wasn't taking any chances in New Jersey either. He knew some people had to be hustled out of the way.
Understand that elected officials and even more importantly the residents are anxious to get back here, and I empathize with that. Doing what we need to do to get ready for this, just like we did with Hurricane Sandy, we're prepared.
Yeah, now more than ever, no joke, you better have a go bag, especially if you live in a low-lying area and you see where the bay meets the ocean. It's not something you can just kind of blow off anymore. Makes so much sense to at least grab yourself some water and blankets and put them somewhere where you can grab them so you don't have to fly into that panic mode if a storm starts to head your way. And there was some warning in front of Sandy, but even with that warning, I don't think people were quite prepared for the kind of storm that Sandy ended up being and, you know, ultimately all the disastrous situations that people were in, and the 110 people that ended up dying as a result, where they were electrocuted or drowned or some other terrible thing, you know, had happened to them. All right, I like to call this odds and ends. So we mixed in a little bit about the storm. The good news is just that because the city, New York and New Jersey and Connecticut and in New England, they've already been through this, meaning the emergency people, the people who are trying to help the Red Cross, which, by the way, has raised $100 million to help the people from Sandy, they're in that mode. So when you're geared up, your adrenaline's going, you're in the mode, you're handing things out, you know how to rally people together, and that's what's happened there. So people that are still finding themselves in terrible spots where they just want to get back home, at least they have a place to be. At least there's a place for them to be, and that is the very good news about this. I mean, you know, talk about a little less space in between it. It's still not great, but a little less space in between these two storms, like bookends, and I can't even imagine what it would be like on the East Coast. Cannot even imagine what that would be like. All right, so odds and ends include the fact that, you know how many people watched the election coverage? The estimate is 67 million. So that's as many people that watched that first debate between Obama and Romney, the one where Obama was off on some other planet. The first debate had that many people, as did those watching the election coverage. And, you know, in the end, whether you're complaining and licking your wounds or whether you're celebrating the victory of Obama, the people ultimately who will lose will be all of us, no matter what your stripes are, because if there's no compromise, if there is no end to the logjam in Washington, then guess what? Nobody wins, period, when it comes to the economic issues, because we'll have 4 more years of nothing, of just stupid laws that anybody could make, and your elected officials choosing not to do anything with teeth in it, not to do anything to help the economic problems that we're all suffering from. That's why the exit polls, when they ask about likability factors with Congress, that's why it's always so low. It's always so low because, of course, people are unsatisfied with the answer of we just couldn't come to an agreement. And, you know, when the midnight oil is burning, maybe we will figure out a way to put a Band-Aid over this, but that's just a big maybe. Somehow everybody's probably forgotten this story, but it has some new life in it. The convicted California scam guy who started the whole who had the Prophet film, that crappy 14-minute film, whatever it was, that was on YouTube, that definitely incited the masses in Cairo. And then it's debatable about Benghazi. I don't think so. The compound in Benghazi, the consulate. However, regardless, with all the massive reaction over it, the protests across the Muslim world, all that kind of stuff, this guy was sent back to jail for a year over probation violations from his role in the video. So his name is Kapte Christian, who has been identified as Nukula, and who has another name, so three different names. And he was in court under some other alias that he's been using. Bottom line is his little 14-minute clip that portrays the Prophet Muhammad as a sexual predator, deviant, whatever, landed him in jail for, and by the way, there was actually a name to his drama, Desert Warrior, but Desert Warrior landed him in jail for a year because of, you know, what's happened now here in the wake of that YouTube release. And it's a probation thing, and that's how they were able to get him. It's not because of the film itself. He was on 4 years of supervised, he'll be on 4 years of supervised release once he gets out, which probably is to his benefit, since I'm sure there are many extremists who would love to go after him. You know, this is always the concern. Remember the Danish cartoonists and the fact that he has a panic room and the concern where he's always looking over his shoulder and he's got bodyguards. Well, kind of would be this, not kind of, would be the same thing most likely here too, because of the way this movie was done. I'd be pretty easy to track him. And I think that him having supervision when he's out probably saves his life. At least there's an attempt to make sure somebody doesn't come up to him and just slaughter him. Because I guarantee he'll be on the list. He'll be on the hit list for the Islamic terrorists after that footage was released and after they went absolutely berserk in front of the one embassy. So he gets a year for that. He gets a year for the probation violations. So we have kind of everything in this hour. Disappointment over the election for some people. The nor'easter and what happened there. Snow, rain, all that other stuff. And the nut who made the anti-Islam film, thrown in jail for a year, getting out with some protection, so to speak. And marijuana legalized in two states, but it could be short-lived. So Colorado and Washington will probably only get to enjoy that recreational use legally for a very small window.
What, are you kidding me?
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.